86.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you deal with certain strongholds, and I've had this happen before, I can't remember exactly where, but I've dealt with this a number of times where I remember this particular time was in Trinidad, and we had a long line across the front, and I was laying hands on everybody, and I was down here, and a young lady started screaming on this side. And you know, your spiritual antennas go up when you hear something that's not praise. This wasn't God at all. And I knew way down there it wasn't God down here. So I said, okay, here we go. Went down here, and she was just screaming away. I mean, just shrills, you know. And what I had her do, I stopped her. And I took her by the face. I said, look at my eyes. And she wouldn't look. I said, no, look at my eyes. I said, look me right in the eye. And she wouldn't look. I left her there, walked down this other end, began to pray, screaming again. And so I came back down, and I took authority in the spirit. And I said, you foul spirit that won't allow her to look me in the eye, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I command you to loose her right now. Continue to pray for people. She kind of quieted down, went back, and I grabbed her again. I said, look at my eyes. She looked right in. I could see that spirit in her eyes. You could see the pain. You could see the fear. You could see the anger. You could see the hatred. And I said, I see you. I said, come out in Jesus' name. The girl fell down on the floor. She got delivered. But my point, what I'm trying to say in this whole story, sometimes there are things that are blocking people's mind and they can't break through. Some people can't even say Jesus is Lord. See, you have a lot of people saying today, do you know the Masons, Freemasonry? Do you know they believe in being born again? But it's not born again by Christ. But see, if we don't discern these things, we think, oh, President, he's set the agenda for the one world government. But yet we think, but see, if we allow ignorance or if we allow skepticism, we allow these things to block our minds, and a lot of times what God is trying to get through to us. And so we as a church, there are times we need to pray against what I call blocking spirits. That a lot of people don't feel like, well, God don't require this of you and God. Their mind needs to be cleared. Their mind, that blocking spirit, or those spirits that block them from whatever, need to be pushed out of the way. There's some people, especially if they're into witchcraft many times, and they come and they want to be saved, and you tell them to pray the prayer, you can tell them, repeat after me. And a witch will repeat right after you and be just lying. Because they're just repeating what you said. But if you say, who is your Lord? Who do you serve? Ask them if they can say, I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They can't say it. They won't be able to say it unless they truly get delivered. And so we have to learn how to pray toward and against certain things in the spirit. Do you understand? If we're going to really deliver, if we're going to really see things grow and the blessing of the Lord come in, we can't just be casually, nonchalantly going around listening and believing everything we hear and all this stuff. Because we live in a time of deception. Lies. Everything's glittering. Everybody talking about God. What God are they talking about? A lot of people say, well, there's only one God in all the religions. No, listen. How the devil has mixed this thing up goes way back to Nimrod. What would be the best way to deceive somebody? If I had the real here and I wanted to deceive you, I'd make a whole lot of false that look real and mix them all up. You'd have to guess. You'd say, well, all of them about the same. That's the people's mindset today. All paths lead to God. No, there's one path. The devil has jumbled this thing up to make you think that there's a whole lot of ways. There's only one person, Jesus, the Christ. And he don't go by any other names. You understand what I mean? He's not going by the name of Allah. It's Jesus. And see, we have to clear out all this fluff, all this foolishness, all this stuff that tries to cloud our minds. And the same type of cloud and confusion comes when it comes to people's money. Amen. And the worshiping of God with their money. So we see here the Lord says, honor him with the first fruits of all thine increase, with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Let this be established in your heart, to worship God with the first fruits, not the last fruits, not the second fruits, not the dregs, you know, the ones on the bottom of the barrel. Oh, I better get my tide together here. No. Honor the Lord with the first fruits. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of thy substance and with all thine increase. So shall thy barns, contingent upon that, first fruits, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and your presses burst out with new wine. Now, we don't have presses and barns, and hopefully we don't drink wine to get drunk and all that stuff. We don't do that, right? Amen. But that indicates something that is in the modern times there, your barns, your presses. You know, he talks about flocks, your herds. All those things you can equate to something in our modern day. So, honor the Lord with thy substance and the what? I hear everybody. Honor the Lord with thy substance and what? Say it again. Say it one more time like you mean it. With the first fruits of all thine increase. How much of your increase? All thine increase. Honor him with the first fruits of thy substance and all of thine increase. Then he says, now, when you've come up to that, when you've disciplined yourself to that, now shall your barns supernaturally. Come on. We get into God's supernatural working now. We get into God's laws of increase now. Huh? There's some stories, I'll share them with you another time, but of a guy that started out with a little, just sowing, he did it on purpose, sowing just a little bit of wheat in a little square, and he said, I'm going to tithe off of what comes out of this and see how this works. He did that, and with the barrel of grain that he got from that, he tithed from that. It was just a little bit, but the next year he did it, and each year it would grow until back then, this was early 19th century, the last, over 6 years, he had over $100,000 that he was sowing into different ministries as a tithe from just that little bit that he started with. That's the law of increase. There's a law that goes to work when you stop being scared and afraid that you're going to lack something if you honor God. I mean, you can't be God-given. You ever tried to beat God-given? You ever tried to outdo God-given? I'm going to give more to God than he's going to give to me. And listen, please understand, this is not a message of carnal flesh or greed. You need to be blessed. I was going to leave it like that. You need to be blessed. The city needs you to be blessed. Your family needs you to be blessed. Huh? The church has need of you being blessed because it's God's financial plan. It's God's plan of financing his kingdom. Okay, so go with me to Matthew. Well, just write this down. You probably know this verse by heart. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's that first again, first fruits. Let me take the onus off of money a little bit onto your prayer life. What do you do first thing in the morning? Go to the refrigerator? You know, maybe you can't do it every day, but what do you seek first? What is it you seek first? Really, not only in the morning, but anytime. What are you seeking first? The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things. His righteousness and all these other things that tend to worry people, stress people out, get them afraid, get them anxious. He said, all these other things will be added to you. Look at that. That right there is supernatural. God says, seek me first. And without you having to stress out over it, I'll add this other stuff. I already know what you need. I already know what you have need of. And beyond that, God says, I know what the desire of your heart is. And when you get into that place where you delight yourself in me, he said, I'll give you those desires of your heart. I'll see that you get them. And you know what? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Don't you want that blessing that don't have you all bound up the rest of your life, feeling sorry? Amen. Having to shell out all kind of money over the money. You got what you wanted, but now you're paying. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Come on, I'm revealing to you God's financial plan. God is concerned about finances. Amen. I say God is concerned about your finances, about you having. We are not paupers. We are not monks. We don't have a vow of poverty on our life. Because you got saved don't mean you get a vow of poverty. Now you become second-class citizen. Now you just check out on life, just waiting to go to heaven. No, God wants you prosperous in this life. Not only your needs met, he wants you to have more in order to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is the Father's heart. He's a giver. For God so loved that he gave, and he continues to give, and he wants us to have, that we may continue, and that's money too, that's resources too, that's influence too. God wants you in a position where you can take a saint and say, you know, he's been out of job for a little while, why don't you hook him up? You know, I know we got this position, come, no problem, we'll get him straight. And when they fill out the application, they say, you know, you got this job because of Brother Storrson, right? In this position, we're gonna check you out. But if he recommended you, then I know you're good. Come on, see having that type of influence too, where your word, your presence, people can trust you. People have respect for you. You're like E.F. Hutton. When you speak, people listen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Go with me to Leviticus. Now we're going to take a look at the tithe belonging to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse number 30. Now this, we'll look later at how tithing was 430 years before the law. It was under the law, and it was after the law.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.